colonel an earned title, or was it something people just called?
That's the way they called folks back then. They called my granddaddy, they called him colonel. Biggest part of the time, I called him judge and colonel one. That's what the way folks dressed folks back then. Older folks called old Stroud, they called him boss, and Frank Frank here called him cap. Back then. My daddy, they didn't call him Mr. Finley, George. But most of the old timers, like my granddad, they had they called him colonel or cap or boss, names like that. And it wasn't related to any service that they had or nothing. They just called them that.
Did Colonel Doyle work there till he retired?
I couldn't tell you that, but he must have. They'd worked with the railroad, and if somebody had more time than them, they could force them out, and they'd have to go somewhere else.
We weren't about 3 years old or so when they boy his dad, and he come by the house here and rolled up there. My older brother, he's 3 years older than I am, and he'd sell me and Claude to Colonel Doyle every day to get a quarter.
Dime?
Yeah, dime, things like that. And he'd get off and wait, he'd come back dying. And he'd be out there and he'd tell my brother, says, I'm with them twins, I'm going to get them. He said, no, you can't get them. Actually, Colonel Doyle, I don't remember who had it then, though. Him is Tom White, and he got the ABC and he kept it long down, didn't he?
Yeah, he's up to the ABC.
Do you remember when he was last there?
Must have been early 40s, I guess, somewhere along the
line. So did either Colonel Doyle or Mr. White run the station alone, or did either of them have help?
Both of them were running along, but they had one up, what was the black man?
The colored man that he'd help on the load the full of trucks out there and unload the train, you know, and all
that.
Yeah, and he'd pull all that in there. The boy didn't hardly do that back then. He had somebody to do it.
Remember any of the black fellows who did this?
Willie Richard. He worked there for years and years. Lived up. Everybody calls them black folks now. We call them colored, what we called them back then. But he lived up in the colored day. They called it the quarters in the. Was it? Black stayed up in Calhoun.
What area was that?
Right up there where Water Inn is. All that in there, they called that the quarters. That's what the black folks called it, the quarters.
Do you know if either Colonel Doyle or Mr. Whiten did their own telegraphy, or did they have a separate telegraphy agency?
They both operated.
Yeah, they, back then, they had that thing you get tapped out on the, what do you call it?
Photograph.
Yeah, that's what the way they sent messages back then.
And did they handle the rail express, or did they have any express
agents? They handled it all by themselves.
Rail and express.
Yeah.
Well, Colonel Doyle lived somewhere near you, didn't he?
He lived right down on the corner down here, right there. Other side of where the devil's house was, right on the corner down there. They had a big two-story house down there. I remember when it got burned up.
That's on what is now Elm Street.
No, it's on Clemson.
It faced the railroad, I think, back then, didn't it?
Yeah,
it was on Elm Street.
Well, you could call it Elm Street.
Clemson Street, is that College Street out there?
College Street.
College Street.
Running parallel wasn't, that Dillard house was a bigger house than the Doyle house. But it had porches on it too, but that's a two-story house, the Doyle house was.
Painted?
Yeah, it was a yellow. When it got burned up, it was a yellow. It seemed like it was painted in yellow.
It was well kept, right?
Yeah, it is.
Did the Doyles have children?
Yes, they had children, but the only one I can remember is the Vita woman was a bad relief.
Were they still living there when the house burned?
The daughters of Brazil, one was living there then.
And where they move on to?
I just couldn't tell you. But
they moved away from him somewhere. I don't know what family.
And which Dillard are you talking about? Which Dillard family living down here?
Frank Dillard. He worked for the college. He was in charge of the laundry.
And you say they had a fairly nice house?
Well, yeah, it was rather nice. It was an old house. It was when I was a little city fella. It was well kept. Kept it painted. It was well kept.
And a large family?
No, they had one daughter.
And your son?
They didn't have nothing but just that one daughter. She got grown. When I went into service, I think she got married when I was in service, I believe, and moved to Atlanta or somewhere, and I haven't seen her since then.
She still lives in Atlanta.
Yes.
Well, another family that lived in the area was Sophie and Bayless Dillard. Were they Frank's parents?
They were brothers, Frank and Bayless. They lived right in the house, right above where Keith lived at
that
little house right above the
corner.
Bill lived. Sophie. Bill and Sophie Dillard.
Corner of Cochran and Calhoun Street.
Right.
Yeah, about the major road now coming through here is College Avenue, running from the college all the way through the underpass and heading on toward 6 Mile Daniel High School. What other houses were there on this side of College Avenue besides the Doyle's, Dillard House, and yours?
You mean between here and
anywhere on this side of College Avenue?
The Chapman House, on my lot, they were living there when Papa built here.
That was to the south of your house?
Yeah. Southwest.
There was another Dillard family lived back between here and Clemson, back down below the schoolhouse over there. But when I was growing up, it was done deteriorated and wasn't nobody living in that house then. And there was another house right over here, right in front of the schoolhouse over here. There was an old house there. Everybody in Calhoun that moved here and lived in that house one time or another.
So that old house you're talking about would be on the
this road runs right through it,
College Avenue. From the east side of the road across from the old schoolhouse.
Yeah, this road nearly runs through the center of it, where the old house.
What did that house look like?
It's an old house.
Calhoun looking house.
Small house.
One-story house.
It had rooms built on to it, roofs on it. It's just built out of just some dress boards, you know, how they built old houses back then. Didn't have a weatherboard on it like a house.
So fairly crudely built.
That's
and
right.
Large parts with all the
weatherboard paint in there.
What about the other house you were talking about over beyond the schoolhouse?
That was old Dillard place over there.
It was across the street from where the shopping center is down near the old Dixie store. You see down there between here and the college and that flat down there. Going towards Clemson, that Dillard house, we call it, was
Cousin Betty started playing and walking through the woods, and nobody hadn't lived in the den for a long time, and they were just ready to fall in.
I tell you exactly where it is. That Ornstadt built that house, and Mitchell. That's, he built it nearly on where that old Dillard house was. That's Mitchell.
Was this once upon a time a fairly nice house?
I know it was in its time, but when we were 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, we'd go through there and play, and we'd play in it, and the boards was off the walls and everything, and it just, nobody had lived in a good while.
Once upon a time, there was a plantation between here and Fort Hill called Cold Spring Place that later on belonged to the Crawfords. Not even the ones around here, but Jimmy Hunter Crawford. Did you ever hear of that place being called the Cold Spring House? Sounds like a damn thing where it was.
Might have been.
Crawford, one of the ones I know that had a farm and all that. Mamie Crawford back on this side over here, the only one I can remember.
Well, that Crawford died in the 1880s, which was way back.
Yeah, he died. Leon, the mayor's brother, married to Miss Mamie. He was a carpenter. Her daddy was, Mamie's daddy was tied into the bargain.
Her mother was a
river down here, 12 miles from back to Mount David Church.
Was on that air.
Was there.
So there was the Aaron Boggs that went away from Mount David Church to the 12 mile river?
Yeah.
In town, yeah, I can tell you about how many houses when I was coming up a little bit. But then it's Crawford's house. Oh man, his dad had a house out there and he bought. I hear what it's playground is, had that, and then there wasn't any, another house on, in there. The Smith's Hotel was sitting there, and just across the street on that corner over that Claude Boggs house, we call it. And that street coming up and Boggs' store.
It would have the little stone
walker, the wall around.
Columns
around. Yeah, that house was standing there when I was little, and it wasn't in the Soaker Devil's. Bill Ellis' house, and another house up there across the street from Bill Ellis. I don't know who owned that house. Henry bought it, I don't know if it was before he had it, but you could count the houses on one hand almost, or two.
Just beyond that Dillard house, which was the Vanderburg house?
Yeah, that was that. Yeah, the Vanderburg house. That was a two story house.
Yeah, that was across from. Bill Ellis' house. That was a.
And the next house was what, the Jane Prince's?
Yes, they lived on. They had an old house out there further. That house was there. And then on up the street there, the Cochran house. You know, I guess you heard of that. On Cochran Road.
Right, you remember?
Yeah, that's all there was up that end.
The Grant house.
Grant house on the end of the street, and there wasn't any more houses up there.
What was the Grant's name?
I just don't know it. What his first name is, Grant is all I remember.
Do you know what he did?
He did. When I remember when he was old then, and I don't know where he was too old to work, and I was just a little kid, 7, 8, 9 years old. Did I mean, what he did, I don't know what his grade was.
Do you remember the conference?
Yeah.
What can you tell us about them?
Cochran. What was that Cochran name? He was the one Mad Mama and Papa.
New
Cochran. New he Cochran. Was a master way back then. He was one Mad Mama and Dad.
What did magistrates do?
They married folks, and anybody wanted to take out a warrant, they'd have to go to them just like they do now.
Something like a justice of the peace?
Yeah.
And how big an area would the magistrate serve?
I imagine this town of Carolyn, I imagine on Central all day, they've always had a match up to Central, you see.
So he would have been a to the town official. What else do you remember about the youth, about Newton and Mel Conklin?
Cochran, you know, they had several daughters and two sons that I know of, one they called Doug and Hudden. I forget his name now, but it's Doug and his brother, and Doug, both of them had him South Robinson. I mean, this young boy's coming up, and Doug survived it. He was crippled, and the other boy died.
Had one girl that got Maddow dead in there, and it died.
Baby.
The daughter.
Yeah. It said that Mr. Cochran was a magistrate. Were he and his wife well liked people, or?
Most all the Boggs and Cochran back in were the upstanding folks.
What do you remember about changing friends?
Prince Boggs. I can remember
seeing her and all.
One of them kept house for back in and farming. There wasn't nothing else around here to make a living. some few worked in front of the college of back then, and outside of that, the man had the farms he made a living. Had to have a carpenter's trade or something like that.
After the Boggs family died off, I gather the sheriff had the house for a while.
Yeah, Mr. Sheriff bought that place and lived there for a pretty good while, 15, 20 years.
What was his name?
Mitchell.
And his wife?
I don't remember what his wife's name was.
I can't recall, but I didn't know her name, but I can't think of it now.
She was a sheriff too, ain't they? Were
yeah,
cousins.
Yeah, I know, but let's talk about her first name. You have to look on the
Rockstone. That's right above ours there. Well, Rockstone is down there. It's right just above it there.
Do they have many children?
Had one girl.
What was her name?
Rebecca.
First of all, about when did the sheriffs move there? Do you recollect?
That was like World War II, wasn't it, right?
I didn't know. But they say.
Where did they come from? From these parts?
Yes, sir. He lived over on the, what's it called, the belt side down. He worked at the post office all his life.
Postmaster. I'm not a postmaster, but he was. He better care and. That's right. It didn't deliver mail over here then.
And you remember when Rebecca was born?
Everybody had cows back then, so didn't nobody have much money, and we always kept one or two cows in if we milked, and everybody.
Most everybody apparently had gardens too and raising their own fish.
That's right.
Who took over that house after the sheriffs?
There's been several in that house there. Dr. Harris,
the one who bought it, he's sheriff, didn't he?
Yeah, and he.
And his name was?
Harris, Dr. Harris. He wasn't connected with the college.
Yeah, that's where he was. He had that job over at the college.
Well, if somebody, the doctor got it after him.
Yeah, they've been several had that thing.
Since Sheriff left it.
Yeah, yeah.
There's another doctor bought that place over there. I can't recall his name, and he had it. I don't know who owned it now.
Did the river ever run any closer to that house than it does now? Since the lake has changed so much?
Which house is that?
The Halbach house.
The backwater's up all in there. It'd be a part of the lake. If the water stroke to that half nine it was, it would be up a lake.
So you're saying it's even closer to that?
Yeah, the water is. That's right. Yeah. Water now from that Al Barger house is not over a quarter of a mile, is it? That's not over the bank. You see, from his house, you just go down the street and the landing's right down there.
Well, what if we went straight down the railroad track to the Seneca River? Has that course right there changed any because of the Lake Hartwell?
Some of it has, a big part of it now. Where the railroad built is just right where it was way back then. You see, that out on both sides. On this side, it filled up them bottoms. On the right hand side, going down Elm Street, see it backed up a good way. So it's backed up in, on the other side of 123, you know, it's backed up almost that shopping center down there. When you got the water up this
Father, for example, go to school.
He's
to work, you know, like they did back then. And his brother, Mark Frankie, got a little brother in school, you know, and my daddy and I am out. My granddaddy was out, my daddy out, you know, for wages.
Well, where did your father and uncle go to school?
They had a school, Calhoun somewhere, didn't they?
He was born in Central, up there, right across before we get to the roller mill there on the right hand side of the road before we get to the roller mill there.
So you reckon he went to school over there?
No, if Papa never did go to school too much, my oldest sister.